From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
69 degrees right now under mostly clear skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday afternoon to you. Back from your weekend, I'm Greg Nift. Our top local stories from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. A big rig rollover snarls morning traffic in Reno. Coming up, we'll tell you what happened. A violent Saturday night for one Washoe sheriff's deputy in the Lemon Valley after he's attacked in his cruiser. Directly ahead, we'll tell you if police have anyone in custody. And just less than 24 hours to primary day in Nevada. On the way, a preview of what to expect. We're following this and much more here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft, and now with more, good afternoon, Jerry.
Hey, and the same to you. It is Monday, June 8th. California may still be counting votes a full week after the June 2 primary, but we will have, hopefully, complete primary election night coverage starting at 7 p.m. tomorrow night right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Here's something. An old Nevada law dictates what happens in a general election tie vote. State lawmakers typically break ties for larger statewide races, but tie votes in certain local elections are determined by lot, quote unquote. That's traditionally referring to a card draw. That's the way we do it in Nevada. And that happened as recently as 2024. The Seven of Diamonds secured Seth Schrenzel his full-term seat on the Gerlach General Improvement District, GID. The Washoe County Registrar of Voters held the high card draw to break a tie vote between Strenzel and Carl Kopek. They each had received 67 votes. Election stats and stories. Mike Smith rejoins at 12:45. We'll pick up where we left off last week. Topic, energy. CD2 candidate Mike Smith at 12:45. Local sports, the Aces schedule this week. The Major League pitching debut for a local. We've got your traffic, weather, sports. It's the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM. Scott Pelley is out today. Here's Greg Neft with more news.
All right. Well, I've got some big shoes to fill then, don't I? It's our top national story. Our top local story. Massive traffic delays this morning in Reno after a big rig overturns at the Spaghetti Bowl. NHP says this happened on northbound 395 right at the exit to westbound 80. The semi was trying to get onto 80 when the tip over happened this morning. The truck was carrying a load worth about $25,000. No one was hurt. Well, he was wanted by the law to begin with, and now a 21-year-old man is in even more trouble after the Washoe sheriff says he rammed a deputy's patrol car. This went down Saturday night around 9 in Lemon Valley when authorities say Travis Aney accelerated right toward the deputy's vehicle, swerved in front of the patrol unit, and struck the left front of the patrol vehicle on purpose. He had fled from a traffic stop earlier in the day. Now, after the ramming of that patrol car, other deputies rushed to the scene. They used their cars to pin Aney in. He tried to break his way out of that box, even going so far as to spin his tires and try a burnout there. It did not work, and Aney was taken into custody on a number of charges. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, as Jerry did just mention, Nevada voters will be heading to the polls tomorrow, and even if you're not a member of either party, you still have options if you want to take part.
You can change your party same day. You can walk into a vote center and say, hey, I'm a nonpartisan right now, but I want to vote on a Democrat or Republican ballot, and they'll be happy to change that for you. Then you can cast your vote on that partisan race that you want, and if you really want to, you can change it right back right afterwards.
George Guthrie with the Washoe Registrar's Office. The statewide primary election will include candidates who are running for party nominations. That's what a primary is. The winner of those races will advance to the general in November. There's also going to be a number of nonpartisan state and local offices on the primary ballot. Lots to vote on here. The registration deadline was last month, but Nevada does allow same-day registration, but you need an official Nevada ID and proof of residence, like a utility bill or a bank statement, something along those lines. And as Jerry did mention, we'll have election night coverage tomorrow night starting at 7, all the big races and the results right here on FM News Talk. Meantime, as Jerry also mentioned, there's more fallout from California's primary.
It's the latest chapter in a legal battle playing out in federal court regarding voter roll maintenance. In a post on X Sunday, U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said California is refusing to comply with a federal request for voter registration records. The U.S. Department of Justice says it needs the records to audit the state's voter rolls and ensure it's complying with federal election laws. The DOJ wants to verify voter eligibility and review how voter registration lists are maintained. This began with the lawsuit the DOJ filed against California Secretary of State Shirley Weber. I'm Daniel Martindale.
FM News Talk Time, it's 12:11. Now with more, back to Jerry.
Well, from the Keystone CPA studios, our poll. Do you put more stock in a Trump-endorsed candidate or Governor Lombardo? And Trump winning that at 41%, neither at 31%. The least important endorsement in the state of Nevada to our listeners, or from our listeners anyway, is Governor Lombardo's endorsement at about 28%. Speaking of which, he is facing six Republican challengers in the primary tomorrow. Six Democrats will compete for the nomination to reclaim the seat in November. Other races on the ballot have received the most attention, includes the primaries for U.S. House and a variety of state offices, as well as the mayoral election in Reno. The winner of the governor's mansion is the key in the key swing state, Nevada, could play a pivotal role in the 2028 presidential campaign, assuming Nevada maintains its slot as the first in the West's nominating contest for both parties. Lombardo was elected in 2022. He was the only challenger in the country to defeat an incumbent governor. He beat Steve Sisolak by only 1.5 percentage points. In the D contest, State Attorney General Aaron Ford and Washoe County Commissioner Alexis Hill will be the primary competitors in the D primary. Nevada is almost evenly split between R's, D's, and some form of independent party. We have only one congressional representative in Congress, one Republican representative, I should say, Mark Amadei of the 2nd District, and he is not seeking an 8th full term. AP reports that the seat is not expected to be particularly competitive in November. Amadei got 55% of the vote in 2024. Trump carried the district in the race with about 56% of the vote. A frightening statistic that should make you get out and vote. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz got over 40% of the vote in the 2nd district, and they actually won Washoe County. Now let that sink in. President Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, one heartbeat away from being president. FM News Talk Time is 12:14. Let's take our first look at noon news traffic with Phil.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
It is a bit of a mess at the Spaghetti Bowl in Reno. Northbound 580 starts to slow down at East 2nd Street, and the off-ramp to westbound Interstate 80 is closed while they clean up from an earlier truck overturn. They hope to have that opened up in the next hour or so, but it is closed. You can use Glendale to Rock to get back to Interstate 80. It is 71 degrees in Sparks, 70 in Carson City, 73 in Wellington, 60 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather forecast.
Temperatures well below seasonal average today, about 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be in those seasonal averages, low 80s, and by Wednesday and Thursday, 90-degree weather sets in, even warmer for the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 10, George Norrie on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
I'm George Forbush, running for Congress in District 2. I was born here in Nevada, and one day I'll be laid to rest in Nevada dirt. I hunt, I fish, and I love this land. I'll protect our public lands for future generations, not sell them off in massive deals that take access away from Nevadans. We need to protect what matters and allow reasonable development with guidelines. Our lands belong to the people. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message. Learn more at ForbushForCongress.com.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Stay warm for less this winter with VM West. We've got a massive supply of seasoned Jeffrey pine ready to burn. From logs and rounds to split cords, we're offering the lowest prices in the Carson Valley area, guaranteed. Swing by for a quick pickup or take it easy with our reliable delivery service straight to your driveway. Don't get caught in the cold. Get the best wood at the best price today. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood. We bring the heat.
My name is Rich Harvey, and I'm running for Assembly District 40 because Nevada needs leaders who solve problems, not politicians playing games. As a fire chief, I've spent my career protecting communities, managing emergencies, and making tough decisions when lives were on the line. I'm a solid conservative who believes in lower taxes, safe communities, protecting Nevada's water and environment, and standing up for working families, not special interests. I am not part of the political establishment. I am Rich Harvey, candidate for Assembly District 40, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Rich Harvey.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Taking the kayaks out on the lake, hot dogs on the grill, and your sister's boyfriend pulling out his acoustic guitar.
Everyone quiet! Harrison's playing. Wow, you're so good, Harrison.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The big day is tomorrow. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. While polls open at 7 a.m. for primary day and close at 7 p.m., though state law requires them to stay open until all voters in line have cast ballots. State law also allows same-day voter sign-up. You can register for the first time or update registration on primary day. The top race, the governor, Joe Lombardo, is facing 6 Republican challengers, and 6 Democrats are competing for the nomination to reclaim the office in November. The Secretary of State's office reports so far a little over 14% of Nevada registered voters made their choices in early voting. Kudos to the top counties for voter participation. 25% of mailed ballots to Douglas and Esmeralda counties were returned, 24% from Pershing County. Washoe's ballot return rate, 20%. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday to you. Greg Neff here in the Keystone CPA studios. And if you are just checking in, it is the 3 big things you need to know. Well, John just mentioned this. Tomorrow is primary day. If you have not voted, election officials say they offer same-day registration. Bring an ID and something that says you are who you are. Gas prices still falling in Nevada. The statewide average is down 2 cents, with Washoe County being the second most expensive gas in the state. And number 3, a big rig overturns at the Spaghetti Bowl this morning, causing massive traffic delays. It is our top national story, and it is breaking news this hour. A federal judge has just ruled on a $100,000 fee that President Trump had wanted to enact on HB1 visas, guest workers. The judge ruling that just moments ago, saying that is not valid and striking it down. That means essentially a federal judge voiding President Trump's requirement of a $100,000 application fee for H-1B visas, ruling that he lacked authority to oppose the new policy for a program used by companies to hire highly skilled foreign workers in specialized fields. The judge says only Congress has the power to do that. So that breaking news just coming in moments ago. Meantime, in Maine, controversy continues over Senate candidate Graham Plattner and a number of his, well, shall we say, incidents involving women he's dated.
Congressman Ro Khanna standing by Graham Plattner, even campaigning with him. That's despite his growing list of controversies and new allegations of abuse towards his ex. Then there's also Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who also said she believed Kavanaugh's accusers back in 2018.
I believe Dr. Blasey Ford because she's telling the truth.
Fast forward the clock to now, Senator Gillibrand has been completely silent when it comes to Graham Plattner. And House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries was on Fox News over the weekend. Our colleague Jackie Heinrich asked him about these Graham Plattner allegations. He said, quote, "I haven't been tracking these allegations. He's going to have to speak for himself."
Fox's Bill Majulin. FM News Talk Time, 12:21. Back over to Jerry right now with more. Jerry.
Thank you. Following a recently stopped brush fire near US 395 in Douglas County, that was near the Washishu Travel Center, and that was sparked by a power line, local agencies like the Talek Hotshots, or Talak if you prefer Hotshots, have been running simulated wildfire exercises at Spooner Summit to prepare for heightened fire risks this summer. Don't be alarmed. Don't make calls. And there was a brief fire that was contained pretty quickly about 5 p.m. yesterday at Job's Peak Ranch on Nature's Edge Road, also known as the Ghetto of Gardnerville. Summer events are dominating local headlines as the region gears up for two major fairs. The long-running Nevada State Fair runs in Carson City this Thursday, June 1 through the 14th, and Reno will concurrently host its own state fair featuring Caleb Montgomery in concert and a drone show from this Thursday, June 11th through the 13th. And the CHP in California is setting up a driving under the influence, a DUI sobriety checkpoint tonight, June 8th. No exact location, but it will be operational from approximately 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. inside the city of South Lake Tahoe, and you are hereby forewarned. Get the app and stay in touch. You can give us a shout out. You can text us as well. And the text number is 775-884-9910. You can always join the conversation and follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. FM Talk News Time, 1224.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Northbound traffic through the town's core in Reno is very heavy and slow right now. This is because of an earlier overturned big rig. They still have the westbound exit to Interstate 80 closed at North 580 at the Spaghetti Bowl. It is causing some delays. If you're going that way, consider just getting off on East 2nd Street and going to Virginia. That will get you there. Since 1986, Pro One Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to their friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Pro One Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. Corner Mill and Terminal in Reno. It's 70 degrees in Spanish Springs, 72 in Dayton, 74 in Smith Valley, 56 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather.
With the bottom of the downward slide today, low 70s, and we start to move the slide back up tomorrow, low 80s, 82 in Spanish Springs, mid-90s by the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Galagrea, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson following the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Lyon County voters, did you know that convicted federal bank fraud felon Brent Lovett, who has a nearly $5 million lien against him, is on the Lyon County ballot this year? And did you also know that federal felon Lovett donated $5,000 to Lyon County Commission District 2 candidate Davey Sticks? And federal felon Lovett is also listed as the, quote, representative, end quote, of Lyon County Commission District 5 candidate Mark Jones. Why are Davey Sticks and Mark Jones associated with a convicted federal bank fraud felon? And what do Lovett, Sticks, and Jones have planned for Lyon County? Vote to protect Lyon County. Keep Lovett, Sticks, and Jones away from the Lyon County Commission. Instead, vote for faithful public servants. Vote to re-elect Scott Keller and elect Micah Triplett to the Lyon County Board of County Commissioners. Paid for by Liberty First USA.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
Wes Duncan, a conservative Republican, unanimously supported by law enforcement, and is the only candidate endorsed by the Washoe Republican Party and grassroots conservative groups. Rhino Chris Hicks was passed over by the Trump administration for a federal judgeship, rejected by the Washoe Republican Party and backed by James Comey's former FBI lawyers and liberals like Mayor Hillary Sheehy. Chris Hicks doesn't share your values. Vote for conservative fighter Wes Duncan for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
The Aces won the first two, but then lost the next four to Las Vegas last week. Salt Lake comes to town. The series starts tomorrow. Reno's in fourth place in the West, 10 games behind Sacramento. Nevada alum Cade Morris had a rough first outing in the major leagues. Morris gave up 9 runs in 4 innings in the A's 13-4 loss to Houston on Saturday. Morris, the 26th Nevada baseball player to pitch in the majors. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Back to your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
Holding at 71 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. If you're just checking in trouble with the law again after not properly reporting his address as a sex offender. Authorities in Fernley say 41-year-old Kyle Landa was living somewhere different than what was stated in his records. Lyon County authorities showed up at Landa's residence off Dreher Lane in Fernley on Sunday morning and figured out, yeah, he was going against the rules, and like that normally should be, he was arrested. Landa had been living off of Dreher Lane for about 2 weeks. Reno Fire says a really big purchase of personal protective equipment is sorely needed.
So when they have the right gear and it's properly fitted, they can move more safely and more efficiently. Reliable equipment gives firefighters confidence to focus on the emergency and not worry about their gear, which is very important. You want them task-oriented on mitigating the emergency and not worrying, am I going to be safe? Am I going to be protected?
Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran there on the City Podcast.
So when they have the right gear and it's properly fitted, they can move more safely and more efficiently. Reliable equipment gives firefighters confidence to focus on the emergency and not worry about their...
And Cochran also touted a new rescue vehicle for the airport. To the pump, where the statewide average gas price in Nevada is down by 2 cents. AAA Nevada says drivers are now paying an average of $5.03. The most expensive average price is in Mineral County, where gas is going for $5.62. The lowest average price is in Lander County, where it's $4.37. $5.36 here in Washoe County, $5.04 in Clark County. And if you can make it out to Fernley, we can get you gas for $4.69. In California, prices holding steady.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.90. In Los Angeles County, gas is now going for $5.92. It's 8 cents less in Ventura County. Gas is $5.79 in Orange County, $5.80 in San Bernardino County, and $5.76 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Neufeld.
Forcing a bridge to close in Lockwood, Story County authorities say the crossing will be closed for about 2 days after a driver tried to use it to bypass traffic this morning. We don't know how badly the bridge was damaged or how bad the damage was. The driver was cited and got a ticket. Other news that we are following this hour, you might have heard this. Residents in much of Florida felt an earthquake that struck just west of Cuba in the Gulf of Mexico or Gulf of America this afternoon. One meteorologist with the National Weather Service says there's no danger at the beaches.
We've spoken to the Tsunami Warning Center, and they confirmed with the earthquake that happened right around 2 p.m. Near Cuba that there is no tsunami threat.
The quake was felt in Orlando, but there is no damage. Other news that we are following this hour, time right now for today's To Your Health.
The number of Ebola cases in Congo continues to rise. Latest information from the country's National Health Ministry shows us more than 450 confirmed cases in Congo and 19 in nearby Uganda. The U.S. State Department strongly urging Americans to avoid travel to that area. The Trump administration is talking with Middle Eastern nations about measures to prevent spread and is urging European nations to put in travel restrictions. The World Health Organization is launching a plan now to raise more than $500 million to respond to the outbreak. Canada is restricting U.S. livestock imports after a second screwworm case has been identified in Texas.
The larva of the screwworm fly feeds on the living tissue of livestock animals and can be fatal. The USDA says a control zone has been placed around the infected animals. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says, however, that it's going to temporarily restrict imports of livestock from the affected areas of the U.S. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world and the nation, of course. It's 12:31.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The protests continue outside of an ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey. Demonstrators accusing this facility of failing to provide adequate resources and treatment for the detainees. The border czar, Tom Homan on Fox, rejecting those claims about the detention center's conditions.
I went through every square foot of that facility. I went through the bathrooms. I went through the detention area. I went to indoor and outdoor recreation. As a matter of fact, outdoor recreation has kind of a state-of-the-art exercise equipment, which kind of shocked me.
There have been 152 reported anti-Semitic attacks in New York City this year. Makes up over half of the hate crimes in New York State. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis on Fox Business.
New York City is no longer just a leader when it comes to high taxes and outward migration. It has become a leader in anti-Semitism, sadly.
And about 10% of New York City's population is Jewish. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you use Facebook, and who doesn't? Well, some Facebook users could be getting more money from parent company Meta's $725 million privacy statement.
Facebook was hit with several lawsuits over accusations the platform improperly shared their data with third-party sources. These suits were linked to the 2018 Cambridge Analytica scandal, where data was used to profile voters. The second payments start going on June 9th, but they will likely be less than the first payments, which averaged around $29.43, which were sent out last September. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Do you drive a Subaru? Listen up. Nearly 70,000 Subaru SUVs are being recalled.
The recall includes nearly 70,000 2026 Subaru Forester and Forester hybrid vehicles. Federal safety regulators say some of the vehicles may have been manufactured with power moonroof assemblies in which the glass panel was improperly bonded to the frame. Over time, the bond could deteriorate, increasing the risk that the moonroof glass could separate from the vehicle while it's being driven. The automaker said a detached glass panel could raise the risk of a crash or injury for other drivers. I'm Jim Forbes.
Have you been to Target recently? Listen up. Target is voluntarily recalling some of their Up and Up baby wipes due to potential contamination. Recalled wipes include the Up and Up fragrance-free baby wipes in 20-count, 72-count, 216-count, 800-count, and 1200-count packages, as well as the Up and Up fresh cucumber-scented baby wipes. They were sold in Target stores nationwide. The recall announcement shared by the FDA Friday says the company received complaints about the wipes getting discovered. Apparently, there's some naturally occurring bacteria there. If you have those wipes, return them to the store. FM News Talk Time, 12:34.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost seven times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
A windy afternoon. The lake wind advisory goes into this evening. We'll see calmer conditions tomorrow, still breezy, and about 10 degrees warmer, 83 tomorrow in Reno. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
The extreme fire danger moves east. I'm John Potter for the new news. There's a red flag warning now up today into tonight for eastern and southern Nevada. We are dry and a bit gusty for this afternoon on our side of the state. There are no active wildland fires at present in Nevada. The closest one burning to us is the Holland Fire north of Highway 50 and Placerville. It has burned 6 acres and is now 75% contained. Firefighters today are mopping up and checking for hot spots. In Gardnerville, a power line spark is suspected to be the cause of a 1 acre brush fire just south of Pine Nut Road that closed southbound 395 yesterday. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in trying to rebound from Friday's losses, with tech advancing and chipmakers leading the charge as the AI trade regains footing. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla. Its stock is up over 2%. It's a huge week for the company SpaceX and billionaire Elon Musk. SpaceX record-setting initial public offering is expected to be priced on Thursday. Shares of Apple are wavering. The tech giant kicks off its Worldwide Developers Conference, which will test its standing in the AI race. The event will be the last one featuring CEO Tim Cook before he turns his post over to John Ternus in September. And shares of drug maker Eli Lilly are rising 2% after the pharmaceutical giant said that its weight loss pill was associated with significant weight loss in women at every stage of menopause. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
We've got 12:38 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. Greg Nift with you here in the Keystone CPA studios, as we always are. And it's time right now for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone Business Brokerage joining us here in place of Mike Bosma, who is traveling. Good afternoon to you, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon.
So, you know, I wish I had some better news to start off with, but U.S. households are growing more worried over their financial situation. Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey found the inflation outlook was mostly unchanged, while the general population perception of conditions seems to deteriorate. They say their situation from a year ago was 43.7%, so it's worse for about 43% more people. Are you seeing that in the people that you talk to? Are they worried about, you know, not necessarily putting aside money for retirement or buying something, but trying to live expenses day to day?
You know, I haven't seen any major behavioral changes yet, but I think that could be coming if we don't see some relief soon. But I think everybody certainly are thinking about that and feel it in the pocketbook.
I hate to bring up the R word. I really do. But is there a danger of a recession if this keeps going on?
You know, I'm not hearing any sort of recessionary talk right now from the money managers I'm listening to. You know, it's always possible, but it just doesn't seem like it's there on the horizon yet. If we start to see indications, we'll certainly be talking about it.
Is part of the reason for that the growth of AI? I mean, just today, a McDonald's announced that they were going to implement AI in some of their drive-thrus, and of course, Elon Musk. I mean, he's going to have his SpaceX IPO. That's going to drive the economy. And then OpenAI is looking at a public offering as well. Is that sort of talk holding off on the R word?
I think it's certainly creating some headwinds and really starting, or tailwinds certainly improving the situation, kind of carrying that whole stock market along right now.
Okay, but if those IPOs don't you know, materialize, or if they don't do as well as people thought, then are we right back to square one here?
You know, I don't think so. I think there's still too much enthusiasm and money pouring into the AI developments. I don't think there's any way to stop that right now.
Because it's interesting. AI, I mean, they're developing, OpenAI is developing a super app, which, I mean, how much more super can it necessarily be? I mean, you know, it's interesting to know what AI can do, and I just wonder when that's going to have this major dip in unemployment. I mean, some say we're already seeing it. Other CEOs are backing off it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm waiting for, you know, the I-80 dip into the Sacramento River Delta Valley here for jobs. When is that happening?
Yeah, you know, I think that's out there on the horizon somewhere, but I'm hearing more talk about jobs being created in the short run than jobs falling off. Now, I think we're going to start to see some impact on both sides of that, which leads me to believe we'll have some stability for a little while.
Okay, well, that's always good going into Christmas. After all, it's just around the corner.
That's right.
Brian Wheeler with Keystone Business Brokerage and Keystone CPAs. If you need help, if you have any questions about your money, give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Today's Bounce with Brian. Brian, we will talk with you at some other date.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. We're on the news at noon.
Well, school is done, D-U-N, in Carson City. It'll be done after today. In Washoe, Wednesday, last day for Douglas, and Lyon is done on Friday.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Well, that should be a pre-written statement from the political parties and political action committees that have, in some cases, trashed an opponent of their choosing. A final early in-person vote. Only Lyon County had an increase from 2022. Totals, 469,000 in-person voting on Election Day accounted for 21% of that total. 89% of voters in 2022 voted by mail or early in person. Here are the local totals. Washoe County, total of 18,765. That's down from 2022. That accounts for, well, as you can just take a quick guess, a little over 20% of the total in the state. Carson, down 236 from 2022, with a little over 2,000 votes. Douglas, 1,797, and that's down. And Lyon County, 2,304. That's up from 2022. FM News Talk time is 12:43. Mike Smith, CD candidate, he'll rejoin us again to finish out the campaign, at least on the radio anyway, for him right after this break. Let's take another look at traffic first with Phil.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
Things in Reno are much improved. They have reopened the entrance from 580 to westbound Interstate 80. The truck is removed and traffic is moving along at the limit through that area. No other problems to tell you. This just popped up. I apologize. On 395 at Douglas Mile Marker 17 in Gardnerville, we have an injury collision that was just brought to my attention. It is 71 degrees in Sparks and in Minden. It is 76 in Yerington, 59 in Zephyr Cove. Here is a look at your weather.
Temperatures well below seasonal average today, about 10 degrees. Tomorrow will be in those seasonal averages, low 80s, and by Wednesday and Thursday, 90-degree weather sets in, even warmer for the weekend. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 10, George Norrie on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Need a new fence? Florence Fence has what you need. Vinyl, chain link, wood, ornamental iron, custom gates, automated gates. Florence Fence also rents temporary fence. Call Florence Fence at 775-267-9918 or visit Florence Fence at 2597 Nolan Road, just off Johnson Lane, Minden. FlorenceFenceInc.com.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Saturday's Major League pitching debut for Cade Morris was not what he had hoped for. Houston beat the A's 13-4, and the 2023 grad from Nevada got hammered for 9 runs in 4 innings. Morris had a 15-14 record for Nevada from 21 to 23. He was drafted by the Mets and was considered the number 12 prospect in the A's system. New soccer fields developed by Jacobs had their first tournament this weekend. Jacobs, the new sports organization's hopeful of the redo for the downtown landscape. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
And FM News Talk time is 12:48, and we're going to pick it up again with Mike Smith. He's the Congressional District 2 candidate. He will rejoin us. Mike is back from Ely last week. And let's pick up the conversation, Mike, right where we left off last week regarding energy independence, fuels access, and things of that sort. Deserved criticism, I think, of Governor Lombardo and the state representatives for sitting on their hands for the last several years and not paying attention to California and what they are doing about basically running every fuel supplier out of the state. And now we're going to try to get fuel in from where? From Utah? Mike, what are your plans or what do you think you could do on a national level with that particular problem for Northern Nevada?
Well, I think Northern Nevada is really, excuse me for a second, is actually poised pretty well to follow up on some of the concepts that have been put on the table. Governor Lombardo and others have been advocating bringing in the refined fuel from Utah, and I've been looking at it from a little bit different perspective where I think we should have our own refinery here in Nevada and bring in the oil instead of the refined products. There's a lot of advantages to that, but the challenges are, you know, penciling out the logistics and the costs. But I think we're poised to maybe have a private and public partnership with some of the mines. And what I'm going after is if we build a refinery, and I don't mean the big industrial refineries you see down in Houston. These are more scalable. They're called split refineries. and they focus really on the fuel portions of the refined products, the gasoline, the diesel, and even aviation fuel to some extent. So if we scope down in, that type of capability to Northern Nevada, we're poised to bring in the oils from different regions. If we build the refineries to the east and central of Northern Nevada, we can bring in the oils from Canada, North Dakota, even Utah to some extent, and refine it here locally in Nevada. If we bring it in from the west, then some of the logistics says we'll bring it in from the ports in California, not the fuel, but now the oil, and maybe look at a refining location over maybe Fernley, for example. The value added is we've got a refinery here, we've got more employment, but the real value is the proximity of the fuels and the demand. Most of the demand for diesel specifically is the I-80 corridor and the mines in the north. If we build a refinery closer to the mines and develop that private-public partnership with the mines, we may have an opportunity to really exploit some value added for Nevada when it comes to refining our own fuels and not relying on California or even Utah.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Lovelock, Winnemucca, Elko, or maybe all three. Now, to get the fuels into those areas, on the short term, excluding Canada from California, for example, we could, what, would the crude or be brought in via train or via truck?
It'd be by primarily by, well, based on my research and discussions with other experts, rail.
Okay.
The current pipeline we have right now is based on refined fuels. That's not going to work. So you either have to build a whole new pipeline, bring it by truck or rail. Rail's the most economical and practical.
Okay. Well, I like those ideas. It seems hopefully it's not too late and can get done before long because and that it's going to take years if it happens at all. And that's something that you think you can work with Governor Lombardo on a state level as the representative in CD2, correct?
I think there's too many upsides on this type of approach. I think it will work with pretty much everybody.
Okay. Well, what makes you a better or perhaps a more qualified conservative candidate? And I will just be upfront and blunt with you. I always say Republicans talk a good conservative game when they're out of power, and then they tend to get in power, in particular in Nevada and on the national level with our former or soon-to-be former CD2 representative. That's me being critical, not Mike Smith. But what makes you a more qualified conservative candidate for CD2?
Well, I think last time I talked about my military credentials, that really set the foundation for who I am as a conservative. In the military and also in my afterlife with commercial aviation, I've traveled the world. And I've seen a lot of things that are not positive when it comes to other countries. We have it so good in this country, yet we really don't know it. We don't appreciate what we have. So that is part of my foundation. My military, my faith, my family, and a lifetime of service has helped refine and solidify my conservative principles, which is guided by the Constitution, individual responsibility, limited government, and strong national defense with, of course, the all-missing fiscal discipline. So when it comes to being a conservative, my military background and my personal faith and everything has really built the foundation for what I want to consider myself and advocate as a strong principle conservative, in part because I look at principle, including the components of honesty, integrity, and dedication. And those are also kind of shaped if you look at my website. There's a code of conduct that helps explain to the voters how I intend to serve. And it's codified right there. That's my handshake and my contract with the voters.
Okay. I think most congressional people in Congress need to take a short course or a long course on balancing a checkbook. They seem to fail at it every single year, month, et cetera. Hardly a month goes by that we don't hear about another fatal crash involving an illegal alien involved, and usually at fault, and that results in the death of another American citizen. As a federal representative, do you think you could do anything as long as states, including Nevada, still issue a driver's license, a privilege, a token, whatever you want to call it, allowing them to drive on our paid-for roads and without even requiring a test to see if they can read or write English, which one of the the opposing candidates or one of the other candidates in the race voted for. And we're talking about Jim Selmayr. What's your position on that?
Well, I don't just want to throw him under the bus to really do a deep dive on what it was he voted. If there's a legal component for the law enforcement to have some means to identify this individual, then maybe there's something to that. But I'm not saying that's – but what you're really looking at, the real problem is we have illegal aliens here. That's a real problem. Not that they have some kind of identification that we've given to them. We've given them a pass by giving them some kind of identification as opposed to incentivizing them and or removing them. At some point, we have to respect our laws. We have to ask and demand that other foreign nationals respect our laws. And when I'm running as a principal conservative, one of my issues is, hey, we've turned the corner. We've closed the border. We're going after hardened criminals. Now we've got a lot of other millions of illegal aliens here, and we have to incentivize them to leave to respect our laws.
Mm-hmm. And at this point, we're offering to pay them to leave and give them a welcome mat to come back in legally. Mike Smith, congressional candidate for District 2. What's your plans for Wednesday or Tuesday evening? Just to take a deep breath and say, well, I'm glad I ran. Maybe?
Yeah, I've been mulling that over myself. How do I take myself away from the distractions of the election results being publicized? You know, however it washes out, it is what it is. If I didn't have enough opportunities or time to make my case to the voters, then that's just the reality of the short timeline on this election cycle and announcement for retirement of Amedee. I have to live with what I have, both on the financial side to get my message out and the effort that we put forward. But by and large, I think our message has been favorable. It's been positive. We're not mired in the political drama. That's not who we are or who's not who I am. And if I look at it, I'll just say this. You know, Northern Nevada needs a representative who not only shares the conservative values, but has the ability to lead and solve problems, deliver results. And if you look at other things that are on the table, to me, experience means more than endorsements. Integrity means more than political drama. And leadership means more than campaign promises.
So, all right. Mike Smith, candidate, Congressional District 2. He is on your ballot tomorrow. If you have not early voted, he will be on your candidate tomorrow. Go vote tomorrow. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
A windy afternoon. The lake wind advisory goes into this evening. We'll see calmer conditions tomorrow, still breezy, and about 10 degrees warmer, 83 tomorrow in Reno. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. A proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
A hiker who went missing near Lake Tahoe on Memorial Day is now presumed dead. 60-year-old Jason Coffrin went hiking in the Desolation Wilderness in the El Dorado National Forest. Authorities say the search is not called off, though most search and rescue personnel have been sent home. A week ago, nearly 200 people were looking for Coffrin. About 20 agencies were involved in searching about 60,000 acres of forest. Periodic searches are still taking place with a helicopter with plans for future ground searches. A low-pressure system hit the region at the time of Coffrin's disappearance, making for rain, snow, and near freezing temperatures. And an annual report released Monday says the well-being of children in the U.S. is declining. That study says the annual the Casey Foundation's Kids Count reports looks at family finances, education, health, and home and community conditions. And word is that the private philanthropy group ranks Mississippi last, with Massachusetts next. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back with you tomorrow, primary day in Nevada, before you know it. For Jerry, of course, for Phil, for Greg, I'm Greg Neff. Make it a great day, everyone. We'll talk soon. Gonna break all your mirrors. Gonna be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.